come. Send a 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 to 18.
请翻开提摩太后书二章的十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 to 18.
提摩太后书二章十四到十八节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words that do not profit to the ruin of the hearers. Verse 15.
十五节。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Verse 16.
十六节。
But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Verse 17.
十七节。
And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort.So we can see in these four verses talking about a servant that's approved by God.
我们在这里看到要做神无愧的工人要做什么事情。
So I have four more topics to share with you, but I have only one. This is my last hour of sharing with you.
虽然我还有四个讲章想要跟大家分享，但是这一节课是我最后一节课。
So we must 加油 right? We must add gas.
所以我们要加油，把这四节都讲完。
But I'm sure most of the things you can read yourself, and you can get revelation from God yourself. I'm sure.
我确定是你回到家以后，如果自己看讲义的话，仔细的研读，你也可以从神得到神的话得到造就。
What kind of servant is approved by God?
什么样的工人是做神无愧的工人呢
？A servant that be able to charge the brethren what to do what is right and wrong.
是要做一个工人，他能引导众人来回想什么事情是该做，什么是不该做的。
Of course, sometimes this is not easy.
当然，这件事情做起来并不是那么容易。
Just like I share with you, sometimes I develop such good friendship with brothers and sisters.
就像我跟大家曾经分享过，我跟弟兄姐妹都有很好的友谊。
And when they do something wrong, it's so difficult for me to tell them that it's wrong.
所以有的时候，当我看到弟兄姐妹犯错的时候，对我来讲是很困难要指正他们。
But as a servant of God, I must do it.
但是作为一个神忠心的工人，我一定要这样做。
But when I do, they must know that I love them and care about them. That's why I must tell them things that they do that is wrong.
所以当我做的时候，我希望弟兄姐妹可以明白，我是出于爱来教他们，叫他们做正的事情。
That's why in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
所以我们来看一下提摩太前书的第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
第五章的第二十一节。
I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angel that you observe these things without prejudice, do nothing without partiality.
提摩太前书的第五章二十一节，我在神和耶稣基督并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可以有偏心。
So when we share in the word of God,
当我们在分享神的话的时候
，It doesn't matter who we share and what we always should share exactly the same way.
我们不管是对象是谁，我们都要忠心的来传讲神的话。
Because sometimes when you're so good of friends with a person.
有的时候你跟这个人是很好的朋友。
And we're afraid to say something to show them their weaknesses or something that they do wrong.
所以有的时候对我们来讲很困难要我们指正他们做错的地方。
But it should not be like this.
但是我们不应该有这样的想法。
Because if you really love that person,
因为如果你真的是爱这个人的话
especially when they do something wrong, we must tell them right away.
我们越爱这个人当他做错的时候我们更应该跟他讲哪里错了。
But make sure we do it with love.
但是我们确定的是，我们在做这些事情的时候，一定要是出于爱心的。
That's why for me, I really praise and thank God.
所以我常常感谢神。
Sometimes my personality, sometimes I'm very straightforward also.
因为我的个性是很直接的。
When I first go to Hawaii, I was very afraid.
当我第一次被派到夏威夷工作的时候，我有点担心。
Because the members they are very straightforward also.
因为我知道在那边的弟兄姐妹，他们也都是非常直接的。
If they don't like you, they don't want you to go there anymore. They will tell you right straight to your face.
如果他们不喜欢你，不喜欢听你讲的话，他们会直接跟你讲说，请你不要再来。
So a lot of time when we have visitors go to Hawaii, of course the local members always know, very careful in what they do.
所以很多时候我们派工人到夏威夷的时候，这些工人都会很小心翼翼的。
Because a lot of time they feel that when we go there, we just oppress them. We want to be in charge and take lead of everything.
因为我们派去的工人有的时候在当地的信徒眼里看来，他们好像是要来做他们的教导的人，然后好像要来取代他们做一些事情。
But praise and thank God, 5 years later.
但很感谢神，经过了五年的时间。
They just like my family.
他们就像我的家人一样。
And we can talk very straightforward with one another.
所以我们对 彼此可以用坦白和直接的方式来交谈。
And because of this, I'm very joyful.
我为了这个，我就感到很喜悦。
Because this is the only time that we can grow with one another.
因为当我们有这样子的关系的时候，我们才可以互相学习，互相成长。
If we point weaknesses concerning the church, and then it gets so offensive.Then how can we grow together? We can never grow together.
如果我们每次在指出教会做错的时候，我们都会觉得好像被人家冒犯了，那我们又怎么能成长呢？
But it took almost 5 years to develop this kind of relationship.
但这不是一件很容易的事情，要靠时间来做到这件事。
Actually, that's why the next topic I want to share with you is the main topic I want to share with you: servants that are useful for the master.
所以我想要跟大家分享的一个很重要的章节，就是我想要跟大家说，什么样的工人才是有用的工人。
Because this is dealing with our personal conduct.
因为这跟我们自己本身的行为很有关系。
And it's also dealing with interpersonal relationship.
也跟我们跟别人的人际关系很有关系。
Sometimes for us, I think we really lack in this point.
有的时候我觉得我们身上最欠缺的就是这样子的事情。
A lot of us, very difficult for us to interact with one another.
有的时候我们的人际关系是我们最弱的一环。
And it's also very difficult for us to interact with a different culture.
有的时候因为大家来自不同的文化背景，我们也会有一些冲突。
But it shouldn't be that difficult.
但是应该不会有这么大的困难。
Because how we treat one another in, you know, as brother and sister in church, we also should treat those who newly come to our church also.
当我们在对我们旧的信徒怎么相处的方式，就应该是我们怎么跟新的信徒怎么相处的方式。
So when we speak to our brothers and sisters,
所以当我们在跟弟兄姐妹讲话的时候
，do not speak with partiality.
不要以偏心来讲话。
That's why it's very difficult for example, as workers.
很多时候作为工人，这是一件很困难的事情。
We do not want to owe anybody anything.
我们不希望我们亏欠任何人。
Because if we owe someone something, and then when we is the time when they do something wrong, then it's very difficult to exhort them, to encourage them.
因为如果我们觉得我们欠了人家一些东西的话，当我们要去指正他们的时候，我们会觉得不好意思说。
For example, if I rent a house from a brother or sister.
举个例子来讲，如果我今天是跟一个弟兄来租房子的话
，and they charge me very cheap rent.
也许他给我很好、很优惠的条件。
And may this brother and sister want to cause a problem in church.
但如果这个我跟他租的这个房东他在教会里面 造成一些问题的话
，It would be very difficult for me to pretty much, you know, rebuke them, exhort them, or encourage them. It's very difficult.
当我要去跟他谈，当我要去指责他的时候，就会变成一个很困难的事情。
Because they charge me cheap rent, this means I owe them something.
因为如果他给我很优惠的房租，我好像就欠了他一些东西。
So that's why for us as workers, we must be very careful.
所以作为神的工人，我们一定要特别谨慎小心。
Try not to owe anything with one another.
尽量不要欠任何弟兄姐妹任何东西。
The only thing we should owe, just like the Bible, is to love one another.
我们唯一欠对方的东西，应该就是圣经上面所说的彼此相爱。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to treat one another, you know, to do this and be nice to one another. There's nothing wrong with that.
当然我们在教会中大家互相友好对待是没有错的事情。
But try not to owe anyone anything.
但是不要去借东西或者是欠人家东西。
Because it's easier for our relationship.
因为很容易这样会造成我们将来的关系会变得比较复杂。
And also a servant that approved to God is the one to display diligence.
一个作为神有用的工人很重要一件事就是要勤劳。
Because if we don't display diligence, for sure we will not make it to the heavenly kingdom.
因为如果你不是勤劳的人的话，你就永远没有办法进到天国。
But if we are diligent,
但如果我们是勤劳的
，we will make our calling and election sure.
我们就会跟我们的恩召相配。
If we display diligence,
如果我们是勤劳的。
Then for sure, on the end days, God will find you spotless and blameless in the day of judgment.
所以当末世的时候，神我们在神面前就是无可指责的。
Then we must be diligent, of course, to continue to read the Word of God.
而我们要勤劳，我们也要竭力的来读神的话语。
And take heed to the doctrines that we have inside True Jesus Church.
我们要很认真的就我们真耶稣教会的教义和教理来研究。
For this last couple of years, I hear many different things concerning our doctrine.
在过去的几年，我常常听到有不同的想法、不同的声音针对我们的教义。
I heard some workers say that you don't need to have the Holy Spirit to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我甚至有听到有人说，你不需要被圣灵所充满。
Because when you are filled with the Spirit, you exude all this fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为当你被圣灵充满的时候，你就会有圣灵所结的果子。
Even some people do not have the Holy Spirit, they still manifest like love, kindness, goodness, and gentleness. Because of this, you don't need to have the Holy Spirit to be filled with the Spirit. It doesn't make sense, right? But to them, this is the teaching they go around to teach people.
但是有些人却认为说，有些人即使他没有圣灵，他也能表现出圣灵所结的果子，所以他不需要圣灵。但我们知道这是错误的。
And the same thing with baptism and Holy Spirit.
同样的，圣灵还有洗礼的教义都是很重要的。
Some members don't believe that you need to be baptized to receive the Holy Spirit to be saved.
有些人认为说，你不需要经过大水的洗礼，你也可以被你也可以得救。
And some workers do not believe that if you take Holy Communion, you don't need to be holy.
甚至有些人认为在领圣餐的时候，你自己不需要要洁净你自己。
Because when you take Holy Communion, even though you have sinned against God, the reason you take it is to strengthen yourself.
因为有些人的理论认为说。领圣餐就是要让你得到神来的力量，所以即使你是不圣洁的，你也可以领圣餐。
So we must be very careful.
但我们要很小心这样的理论。
Because this kind of teaching will creep inside the church.
因为这样子的理论会污秽了教会。
If we are not, if we don't heed to the doctrine and really pay attention, close attention to it, it will also affect our spirituality.
如果我们不是很注意的钻研这些教义、这些教理的话，我们很容易被这些错误的言语所影响。
And now let's go to the topic servant that are useful for the masters.
所以我们来看一下什么样的工人是神眼中有用的工人呢？
The only way that we can be useful to the master is we be able to cultivate ourselves in self-conduct.
我们要做神有用的工人，我们要先自灵修自己灵修。
When it's come to our personal conduct, we must have a certain thing that we must avoid.
我们一定要自己洁净自己，所以有一些事情我们要躲避。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第二章第二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
第二章二十节。
But in a great house, they are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor.
第二章第二十节，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，也有作为卑贱的。
Of course, this in this great house is the house of God.
我们知道，在这个大户人家指的就是在神的家。
They are different kind of vessels.
有不同的器具。
Some are vessels of gold.
有些是金器。
Some are vessels of silver.
有些是银器。
And some vessels of wood.
也有木器。
And some are vessels of clay.
也有瓦器。
But it doesn't matter if we are gold or clay. Make sure we are vessels for honor and not for dishonor.
我们不管我们是金器，不管是银器，不管是木器还是瓦器，最重要是我们要做贵重的器具。
Because sometimes when we are vessels of gold, we feel that we are better than anybody else.
因为有的时候作为金器的那个器具，也许他认为他比别的器具都重要。
And because of this, we become puffed up very easily.
但是反而这样的情况就犯了自大的毛病。
But maybe when we become a vessel of clay,
但如果我们作为一个瓦器，
we just feel to ourselves, oh, I have no talent, I cannot do anything for God.
也许我们认为说，我没有什么才能，我不能做任何事情。
And this is also not a good way.
这也不是好的。
It doesn't matter if we have 10 talent, 2 talent, make sure we do our part.
不管我们的恩赐有多有少，最重要是我们都是为神做工。
Because when we do our part, the church will become complete.
因为如果我们真的都付出我们自己的话，我们就能让教会更好。
But if we are vessel of gold,
如果我们是金器，
it's more expected of us.
我们有更高的神要求我们会更高。
If we are vessel of clay,
如果我们是瓦器，
God also have expectation from us.
神对我们同样有要求。
So either or, make sure we are vessel that honor before God.
所以不管我们是金器还是瓦器，最重要就是我们要作为贵重的器具。
And this is the first thing we must avoid. Do not make our vessel to be vessel of dishonor.
所以最重要一件事情，我们要提醒自己，不要作为一个卑贱的器皿。
And also avoid of teaching false doctrines.
而且也要注意的是，不要被错误的学问所影响。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 16 to 18.
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第二章。
16 to 18. Verse 16. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Verse 17.
17.
And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort. Verse 18.
18.
Who have astrayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection have already passed, and they overthrow the faith of some. So we can see in these three verses, these are some of the people that they teach for doctrines.
所以我们从这三节可以看到，有些人他们的所谈论的东西已经不是真理了。
And don't think false doctrine did not spread too widely.
我们不要认为说不是真理的虚谈就不会传扬开来。
Sometimes false doctrine it spread just like cancer.
有的时候这些虚谈甚至就像毒疮一样，它是很容易就蔓延开来。
So we must be very careful.
所以我们要很小心。
Especially during Bible study.
当我们在做读经分享的时候。
Sometimes during Bible study, some brothers and sisters always ask questions that want to, you know, that cause, you know, division or you know, cause, you know, the question that we have no answer to.
有的时候在读经的时候，有一些人也许会故意提出一些问题来。让大家开始有一些混乱的想法。
And it's not a good way of doing things.
这不是一个很好的事情。
Because when we leave the Bible study, everybody should feel edified.
因为当我们参加完读经分享的聚会之后，我们应该是感到我们有受到造就。
But after Bible study, everybody go, everybody have doubt about the truth and about God's will, then of course they will not benefit anyone.
如果我们在读经分享之后，每一个人离开的时候，脑袋里面却是充满了混乱的想法或者有怀疑的想法，这就是很不好的事情。
But sometimes teaching false doctrine not only come by speaking, but also by action.
有的时候，这些混乱的道理不只是在言语上面发生，也在行为上面。
Just like Peter,
就像彼得
，He know that he was saved by grace.
他知道他是靠恩典，靠神的恩典所得救。
And he knows that the Gentiles also are saved by grace.
他也知道外邦人也是要靠神的恩典来得救。
But during the time when James and other apostles came from Jerusalem, and he would not eat with the Gentile brethren.
但是当雅各带着外邦人出现在他面前的时候，彼得却没有办法跟这些外邦人坐在一起吃饭。
Actually, Peter did not need to say anything.
彼得他并没有说任何话。
But through his action, he preached false doctrine.
但是光是用他的行为，他就已经传达了一个 不正确、不合真理的事情。
That's why one time when a homeless person come to our church in Pacifica.
就像有一次在太平洋教会，我们来了一个流浪汉。
And during the time I was giving a sermon.
我记得我在台上讲到。
And of course, the minute that homeless, you know, person sit in the pew.
我记得这个流浪汉他走进来，然后就坐在其中一个座位上。
Of course, he smelled very badly.
当然，因为他身上会有怪味。
And the minute he sat down, all the brothers and sisters scattered from him. Right?
所以当他一坐下来的时候，这些弟兄姐妹就赶快搬椅子离得他比较远。
And he sat there by himself.
所以后来他就变成一个人孤零零坐在那。
And for me, I felt very sad.
然后我就看到，我觉得很难过。
Because we preaching about the love of God.
因为当我们在台上的时候，我们都一直在谈神的爱。
Only a person who smells, and then you come, then just scattered, no one sat even next to him.
但是当一个流浪汉走进来，我们大家就避他唯恐不及。
This is not the way.
这不是一个很好的表
现。So that's why sometimes we have to be very sensitive to all these kind of things.
所以我们有的时候要对这些事情非常的谨慎。
Because if we preach.The love of Jesus Christ.
因为当我们在谈神的爱的时候
，and we show no love to one another or to other people. Of course, this is preaching false doctrine.
但是在我们的行为上面，我们却完完全全表现不出来神的爱的时候，我们在谈的就不是符真，不符合真理。
So we must avoid this kind of thing.
所以我们要特别小心，不要造成这样的事情。
Of course, sometimes being Asian, we are very diligent.
但有的时候，作为亚洲人，我们的文化会造成一些状况。
Asian, we are known to, you know, to work very hard.
我们都知道，亚洲的文化，我们都是很勤劳的。
We can see very few times that we see a homeless Asian person.
我们很少会看到，流浪汉他是亚洲人。
Because if a Asian person is homeless, he has relative to take care of him.
因为通常如果一个亚洲人他真的没有工作，没有收入的话，他的家人会照顾他。
But we cannot expect all the other cultures to be this way.
但是我们不能因为我们自己亚洲人的文化是这样，我们就觉得别人都是这个样子。
We must have the heart of understanding.
我们要有理解别人的心的心。
Because what we preach in church, we also must be able to walk in church.
因为我们在台上讲的所有道理，我们要在我们的生活上能实现出来。
So little things like this really will turn off many true seekers.
所以有的时候，我们这样子的表现会让一些来慕道的人反而会不喜欢来教会。
Of course, we try our best to avoid this kind of thing.
所以我们要尽量的谨慎，不要做这样的事情。
Oh, may God help us.
让神来带领我们。
But there's certain things that we must do.
而有一些事情我们一定要做的。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
我们来看一下二章二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and used for the master, prepared for every good work.
二十一节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就能做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备做各样的善事。
We know the word of God just like a mirror, just like in the book of James.
我们知道神的话在雅各书里面提到，就像我们的镜子。
So the more we read the word of God,
当我们常常在读神的话语
的时候 the more the word of God can cleanse us from our sin.
神的话就可以来洁净我们的心。
Because when we look at the mirror and we see anything that does not belong to our body, we try to take it away.
因为当我们看着镜子的时候，我们发现我们身上有什么污秽的地方，我们可以马上把它擦干净。
So the word of God is like this.
神的话语也是这样。
But the minute we do not use the word of God to measure the standard, of course, everybody think they are right.
但一旦我们不念神的话语的话，我们做的事情，我们就再也不知道我们做错了。
So that's why we want to be the servant of God.
所以当我们要做一个神的工人的时候，
we must continue to be diligent to cleanse ourselves with the word of God.
我们就要勤劳的常常洁净自己，用神的话语来洁净自己。
And also, we must flee from youthful lusts.
我们也要逃避少年的私欲。
And this is very dangerous form, especially for young brothers.
对很多年轻的人来讲，尤其是弟兄来讲，这是一件很重要的事情。
Maybe young sis have the gossiping problem, but young brother for sure we have the lustful problem.
也许姐妹会有八卦的问题，但是对弟兄来讲，洁净是最重要的事情。
Verse 22.
我们来看第二十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
第二章的二十二节。
Flee also youthful lusts.
你要逃避少年的私欲。
So this means we have to run away from it.
这里讲到的是用逃避。
It's very difficult to fight against this kind of lust.
因为少年私欲是很难用自己的力量来阻挡。
It doesn't matter how strong we feel that we are.
不管我们对自己多有自信，我们对自己有多有把握。
When it comes to lustful desire, we're always going to lose.
私欲都不会那么容易被打败。
Unless we flee from it.
除非我们用逃避的方式。
Just like I share with you, for me, of course, as a man, my weakness is also lustful desire.
就像我自己，我同样也会有私欲。
Before I came to be a minister,
当我成为传道之前
，I always tell my wife, "Don't worry about me. I would never, you know, have desire for another girl be, you know, beside you." Right?
我每次都跟我太太说，你放心好了，我绝对不会看任何一个女孩子。
But, oh, I, you know, now I have to take my word back, right?
但是现在我已经不能这么有自信的讲这句话。
Because just like I tell you, when I go to Africa, if Satan uses a person, you just feel for some reason you're just like, no, you cannot win, you cannot overcome, you must flee from it.
就像我昨天跟大家分享的，即使我去非洲，当魔鬼做工的时候，我也会觉得有一些人特别的顺我的意，让我看起来觉得很吸引人。
Even flee from it is not enough.
所以我们要逃避，即使是只是光要逃避也没有用。
When we flee from lust, we must pursue things that is righteous.
我们除了逃避以外，我们还要追求公义。
That's why the Bible tells us here.
所以在圣经上面有跟我们讲。
Flee youthful lust.
要逃避少年的私欲。
But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace.
然后要追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
This is very important.
这是一个很重要的功课。
Because if we don't pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, this means even though we flee from lust, but our heart is still feel empty.
因为如果我们不追求公义、信德、仁爱和和平的话，就算我们逃避少年私欲，我们心还是很虚空的。
But if we pursue what is right,
但是如果我们追求公义
and that is what is right in the eyes of God,
是在神面前的公义
and continue to increase in our faith.
我们加添我们的信心
，and continue to be perfected in love.
我们在爱心上面做到完全
，and also pursue for peace.
而我们追求和平。
If our hearts are filled with these four things,
如果我们的心能用这四样东西来占满的话
，then our Lord Jesus Christ will be filled inside of us.
那耶稣基督就住在我们心里
，and then our heart will be fulfilled.
那我们的心就会被神所充满。
Then we do not need to go and seek for those lustful things.
所以我们就不会再被这些私欲所捆绑。
See, the reason a lot of time we, you know, cannot overcome a lustful desire because we are not filled by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以有的时候我们之所以没有办法抵挡这些私欲，主要原因是因为我们的心并没有被神所充满。
Just like the Song of Solomon.
就像雅歌里面提到。
Let him kiss me with the kiss of his lips, for your love is better than wine.
让你的唇因为你的唇甜甜甘甜。
Of course, wine can represent the things of this world.
有的时候圣经上面用酒来形容世界上面的享乐。
But if we're not filled with our Lord Jesus Christ,
但如果我们的心没有被耶稣基督充满的话，
then we will go after the second best, that is the things of this world.
那我们就会需要别的东西来填满我们的心，所以很多时候我们会用世上的享乐来填满。
But as long as we fill with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是当我们被耶稣基督所充满。
That's why Paul tells us, fill with the Spirit of God and not with the wine.
那我们就不会被世界上面的东西所影响，就像保罗教我们要被神所充满，那我们就不会追求世上的享乐。
Of course, once in a while we can enjoy wine, right? There's nothing wrong with it.
但偶尔我们会想要有一些玩乐的东西。
Just like God created this world for us to enjoy.
因为神他创造了这个世界，并没有什么错误。如果我们想要偶尔来享用一些东西。
Sometimes when I'm driving Hawaii.
有的时候我在夏威夷在开车的时候，
and God painted rainbows in the sky.
我可以看到天上有神所创造的彩虹。
It's just so beautiful.
看起来非常漂亮。
And sometimes, you know, I go to the Bible study. One of the brothers rented a condo. You can see the mountains, right, and the ocean. It's just so beautiful.
有时候我去参加读经聚会的时候，是去哪一个弟兄的家里，然后可以从他的家看到了很漂亮的海景。
And so quite often the brothers and sisters in Hawaii, we have Ohana Day. This means like a family day. We go out hiking in different mountains and stuff like that.
当我在夏威夷的时候，我常常跟弟兄姐妹约出去，我们一起爬山。
Of course, we enjoy all these things.
我们都很享受这些世上美丽的东西。
But this is secondary to the love of God is inside of us.
但这些东西是神创造的，而他们比起神的爱是次要的。
If any worker is not filled with our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果任何工人他的心里没有存满了耶稣基督的爱，
we're always going to pursue things that's not healthy for our spirituality.
我们就会去追求一些对我们灵性其实不好的事情。
So when it comes to our personal conduct,
所以当我们要反省自己的行为的时候，
do not be a vessel for dishonor.
我们不要做卑贱的器皿。
Do not become the teacher of false doctrine.
不要成为教导错误的道理的人。
The way to do this is to cleanse ourselves with the word of God.
我们要做的就是用神的话语来洁净我
们自己。The way to do this is to flee from youthful lust.
我们要逃避少年私欲。
And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
我们要追求公义，要追求信德、仁爱和和平。
And as a servant of God,
而做神的工人。
We also must work on interpersonal relationship.
我们也要很重要的注意一下我们人际关系。
Because sometimes it's very difficult for us.
因为有的时候人际关系是一个很困难的一环。
I don't know. Maybe a lot of us we grow up and we just, you know, we are very sheltered.
有的时候我们在教会我们会觉得我们长大的过程好像很不需要跟外面的人接触太多。
Just like sometime when a brother talked to a sister, the sister assumed that he wanted to marry her already.
就像有的时候一个弟兄跑去找姐妹讲话，姐妹就怀疑说这个弟兄对她有意思。
Of course, as brother and sister, we can communicate with one another.
但其实弟兄姐妹讲话是很一般的人际之间的交往。
Of course, some brother can be very strange, right?
虽然我们知道有的时候会有一些弟兄会让人家觉得怪怪的。
Of course, some sisters also can be very strange, right?
同样也有一些姐妹是怪怪的。
But of course, we can be strange together, right?
但没有关系，我们有各式各样的弟兄姐妹。
But we must continue to improve one another, right? Improve, you know, ourselves.
但我们要互相帮忙，互相勉励，然后互相成长。
Because interpersonal relationship is very important to our servitude toward God.
因为在我们的事工上面，人际关系其实是很重要一件事情。
I remember when the youth in specific church they went to pass out the flyer, right?
我记得有一次我们太平洋教会青年一起出去发传单。
I think one of the person, you know, asked some question.
我记得我们在路上遇到的人开始来问一些问题。
They have no idea what to say, right? They just in shock, hey, this person is talking to me, right?
那我们的弟兄姐妹当遇到人家来问我们话的时候，很多时候我们没有好好准备，所以我们就比较紧张，不知道要回答什么。
That's a long translation. That's why if you think about people in the world, right?
所以有的时候我们要面对世上的人。
See, a lot of them are more shrewd than we are, right?
有些在世上的人，他们也许在人际关系上面比我们圆滑。
They have such good personal relationship.
他们很知道要怎么样做他们人际关系。
They know how to treat and interact with other people.
他们有时候跟人家交往的方式比我们高段很多。
For us, we are the servant of a true and living God.
而我们是作为神的工人。
And sometimes it's so difficult for us to open our mouth.
但相对的，却好像我们很难跟别人来交谈。
It should not be like this.
应该不是这样的。
But of course, we all have different gifts. Right?
但是我们每一个人身上都有不同的恩赐。
Not all everybody have the gift of evangelists.
并不是每一个人都有跟别人传福音的恩赐。
Just like some brothers, everywhere they go, can just preach the gospel to that person.
但有些人有这样的恩赐，他们走到哪里，不管什么样场合，他们都可以很容易跟别人讲道理。
But we need to learn some basic things about our interpersonal relationship.
但不管怎么样，我们每一个人都要学一些基本的东西。
The things that we need to avoid when it comes to interpersonal relationship.
当我们在人际关系上面有一些东西，我们要试着不要做的。
We must avoid foolish and ignorant dispute.
我们不要跟人家随便的争吵。
Because foolish and ignorant dispute always gonna cause strife.
因为争吵绝对不会有好的事情。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 23.
我们来看一下二章的第二三节。
2 verse 23.
二章二三节。
But avoid foolish and ignorant dispute, knowing that they generate strife.
唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝。
So that's why for us, when we communicate with one another,
所以当我们在跟别人交谈的时候，
we only see each other maybe once or twice a week.
当我们在教会里面跟人家交谈交往的时候，也许我们一个礼拜才发生一次。
So everything that proceeds out of our mouth should be able to edify one another.
所以当我们讲话的时候，我们要尽量从我们嘴巴里讲出造就人的话。
We have no time to talk foolishly to one another.
我们没有时间来做一些愚拙的辩论。
We have no time to ask questions there's no answer to.
我们没有时间来问一些人家根本回答不出来问题。
Of course, there's deacons around and there's pastors around. You always can call them, right?
当然我们有执事，我们有长老，我们也有传道来回答你一些问题。
But with one another.
但是我们彼此之间讨论的时候。
Because sometimes without knowing, we always ask questions about this, about that, and then of course on the end, it will cause problems.
很多时候也许我们都不经过大脑就随便问一些问题，结果反而造成更多的混乱。
The same thing with Gentiles that come to church.
有的时候当有外邦的慕道者来到教会。
Of course, most of the time we embarrassed to talk to them.
有的时候我们甚至不好意思去跟他们讲话。
But for those of us who talk to them,
但是有一些人他们有胆量然后跟他们讲话。
We must try our best not to generate strife.
当我们去跟他们讲话的时候，尽量不要提出任何让人家想要辩论的东西。
We can just share the word of God with them.
我们只要针对我们分享我们对神的经验。
We do not force them to believe in God.
我们不要勉强人家来信主。
We do not have to overwhelm them with so many things like that we want them to know.
我们不要用一些很复杂的话语来吓到别人。
Because if this is case, they're never going to come back the second time.
因为我们如果这样子的话，人家也许很可能不愿意再过来了。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 14.
我们来看一下第十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 14.
第二章的第十四节。
Remind them of this thing, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words, to not profit to the ruin of the hearers.
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前。嘱咐他们不可为言语争辩，因为这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。
And then Paul remind Timothy to charge this to the brethren.
所以保罗在这里叫提摩太说，你要常常的提醒众人。
To remind them things that and charging them before the not to strive about words to no profit.
叫他们嘱咐他们说，不要为了言语来争辩。
Not only that to no profit, these words can also ruin the hearer.
因为这些话语不会有这些争辩不会有益处，反而会败坏人。
So that's why, as a servant of God, we must be careful with our mouth.
所以作为神的工人，我们要很小心我们的言语。
As men, we contain many things in this world.
我们可以
We contain many things in this world.
我们可以在这个世界上，我们有很多话我们可以讲。
But we know it's very difficult to tame our tongue.
我们知道我们可以控制很多事情，但是我们知道最困难是控制我们自己的舌头。
But it doesn't mean it's impossible.
但不代表说我们永远做不到。
We fill with the Spirit of God, fill with the Word of God.
当我们被神的灵所充满，被神的话所充满。
And everything that proceeds from our mouth will be able to edify other people.
我们所口中所讲出来的话就有办法来造就人。
And this is, but if we talk too much sometimes.
但有的时候如果我们太多话。
Especially concerning things that are not profit to the hearer.
有的时候这些就对听见的人一点都没有益处。
Then there's no point for us to talk too much about it.
如果是这样的情况，我们就不要讲那么多。
And then, if we all should not talk things that increase to more ungodliness.
尤其是我们不要讲不敬虔的话。
Verse 16.
我们来看一下十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 16.
十六节。
But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness.
要躲避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
So that's why for us, when we talk things that is you know, just idle babbling and things that's not concerning you know, the word of God, then of course will cause increase more ungodliness.
因为很多时候这些 世俗的虚谈不是跟圣经有关的话的时候就会造成不敬虔的态度
especially when we're in church
很多时候当我们在教会的时候
of course we always mention try to, you know, to put the politics and stuff outside the church
我们很多时候说来到教会我们就要把世上要远离世上的脚步
and also concerning our own personal opinion
有的时候我们来到教会的时候也许会带有自己个人的想法
We must try our best also to put that outside the church
我们也要记得把这些个人的想法拿开来
Because I realize personal opinion always going to cause problem between brothers and sisters
因为我发现个人的意见很多时候会造成教会的混乱
Because when we have personal opinion this means we take an side on a certain matter
因为当我们有很强烈的个人的意见的时候，也许我们就会很坚持一些事情。
So that's why some of you are giving sermon.
我知道有的时候我们被排要讲道。
It's very important not to take sides.
我们要常常提醒自己，在讲道的时候不能太多自己个人意见。
And not to use own opinion to be able to try to resolve certain things.
我们也不要用个人的意见来解决一些问题。
But use the word of God.
但是要用神的话。
But make sure we divide correctly.
但是要确定我们分解神的话是用正确的态度。
Because if we do not, if we continually to speak the word that is babbling things like that, of course sooner or later those who hear the word will become more ungodly.
因为如果我们常常在讲一些话是带着世俗的虚谈。那听到的人越听越多，他们就会变成很不敬虔。
And we also must avoid things that cause quarrel among one another.
我们也要小心，我们不要引起任何的竞争。
Verse 24.
我们来看一下二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient.
二十四节，然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
So the thing that a servant should do, we should not try to quarrel with one another.
所以这里提到说，做主的仆人，我们不要争竞。
Because when we quarrel with one another, we get no benefit to you know the person we speak to or to ourselves.
因为当我们在跟人家争吵或者是竞争的时候，我们对人家也没有益处，对我们自己也没有益处。
So that's why a lot of time when you look at the senior ministers.
所以有的时候你看到一些资深的传道。
A lot of time they talk very little.
我们可以看到他们也许讲的不多。
And for me, this is what I need to learn to do too.
对我来讲，我觉得这是一个对我来讲是很好的榜样。
But my wife often tells me, "Hey, Rudy, you talk too much." Right?
有的时候我太太会提醒我说你讲太多了。
And quite often she is right.
很多时候她是对的。
Because the more we talk, the more likely we're going to make mistake.
因为如果我们话讲的太多，有的时候我们就比较容易造成错误。
And the more we talk, most likely we're going to cause a lot of quarrels.
所以话讲的太多的时候，偶尔会引起别人的争论。
But of course, it's time to talk and it's time to be quiet.
但是当然有的时候需要讲话，有的时候需要安静。
We must, you know, have the wisdom to choose the right time to talk.
我们需要用我们的智慧来选正确的话来讲。
So these are kind of things we must avoid in doing it.
所以作为神的仆人，我们要小心，不要造成人家竞争。
That is that when we speak, do not speak words that generate strife.
所以当我们讲话的时候，不要造成人家的辩论。
When we speak, make sure we do not speak with words that are ruined to that ruin the hearer's speciality.
我们在讲的时候要注意，我们的话不要败坏听见的人。
And when we speak, make sure we do not increase ungodliness of the hearer.
当我们讲话的时候，要确定我们的话不会让人家带到不敬虔的地步。
And make sure when we speak, we do not cause quarrel from our speech.
当我们讲话的时候，不要造成人家的争论。
These are things that we must do.
这些事
we must not try to avoid.
都是我们要常常提醒自己不要做的。
But we also must try to do the things that is very positive for our spirituality.
还有一些事情是我们应该要做的，因为对我们的灵性有帮助。
Just like on verse 24.
我们来看一下24节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 24.
第二章的24节。
And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition.If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth.
二十四和二十五节，然而神的仆人不可，主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那顶挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。
A servant of God must be gentle to all.
作为神的仆人，我们要温温和和的待人。
This is very important.
这很重要的。
That's why if, you know, if we are church council members.
所以作为负责人。
When people look at us,
当大家看着我们的时候
and how we interact with other people,
我们跟别人交往的时候
they should know that we are council members.
他们可以看得出来我们是值得作为负责人
because the word that come out of our mouth,
因为我们所讲出来的话
are very gentle, very kind,
是温和的，是很善待人的
just like our Lord Jesus Christ,
就像耶稣一样
our Lord Jesus Christ is very meek and he's very humble, he's very gentle.
我们耶稣基督他是非常谦卑待人的。
Of course, it's time that he need, you know, to rebuke, he rebuke.
但是当他需要指责人的时候，他也会指责人。
That's why Lucius Christ said, you know, be gentle as a dove, but as wise as a serpent.
所以耶稣基督教导我们说，我们要像鸽子一样温驯，但是我们要像蛇一样的灵巧。
So you can see that's why I praise and thank God in our church.
我们很感谢神。
Especially the leader of the church, you can see they are very gentle.
我们可以看到我们教会里面有很多领导者，他们非常的温和。
Very few times I hear that the leader of the church yelling and screaming at one another. Very few times.
我很少很少会有机会看到负责人或者是教会领导人他们用吵架的方式或是对骂的方式。
Because inside the church, there's no reason for us to yell at one another.
因为我们在教会里面实在没有理由会到互相咒骂的程度。
There's no reason for us to be upset with one another.
并没有什么理由让我们对对方非常生气。
We all have the same goal.
因为我们都同样有一个目标。
And for us to reach that goal, we must work with one another.
而要得到那样的最后的目标，我们都要一起合作。
And the servant of God also must be able to teach, right?
接下来这一段还有提到说，主的仆人要善于教导。
Of course, we mentioned this before already.
我们已经提过了这一段。
But is able to teach with patience and humility.
但更重要的是，善于教导要带着忍耐。
This is very important.
这是一个很重要的。
Because if we teach because we feel that we are more righteous than other people, of course, this teaching is really not a teaching.
因为当我们在教导人的时候，如果我们带着一个自义的心的话，我们的教导就会没有效果。
But when we teach, we must have patience.
我们要教导人的时候，我们要带着忍耐。
We must have the heart of humility.
我们要带着温柔和忍耐来教劝诫人。
For example, just like minister always should encourage us to do certain things.
就像很多时候传道人会教我们。劝解我们一些事情。
And sometimes we continue to do the same thing over and over and over again.
很多时候这些劝诫的内容也许是一直重复的。
If we are not patient, we cannot be the servant of God.
如果我们不是一个有忍耐的人，我们就没有办法做神好的工人。
Our duty is to remind one another to do what is right.
因为我们的工作就是要一直提醒人做该做的事情。
Even though sometimes we're not, you know, we don't get, you know, our ways.
也许我们教导出去不见得人家马上都能符合我们的要求。
But we must be very patient.
但是我们要存着忍耐。
I remember when I was in Pacifica Church.
我记得我在太平洋教会的时候。
And I feel that we should have, you know, fasting and prayer once a quarter.
我记得我曾经提出过说要一个学期有一次我们一起禁食祷告。
And that time I shared with the council members.
所以我就跟负责人提出来这个想法。
And the council members just looked at me in a very strange way.
然后负责人就用很奇怪的眼光看着我。
Then I knew, oh, they are not ready, right?
然后我就跟自己讲说，也许他们还没有办法接受。
And since that meeting, I never mentioned anything else about fasting and prayer.
自从那次的开会之后，我就没有再提出这个想法。
And almost 2 years later,
差不多两年之后
，the council member themselves suggested they should have fasting and prayer once a quarter.
负责人他们自己提出来说，他们决定要每一季有一次的禁食祷告。
Even though it take almost 2 years,
虽然两年后这件事才发生
，but it happened.
但是终究它发生了。
So that's why for us as leader of a church, do not expect the things to always go our ways and always, you know.Everything is always go, on time, right? Things will go on time.
所以很多时候我们在做带领教会的事情的时候，很多时候我们不要认为说我们的想法马上就能被人家接受。
And patience is very important.
我们要有耐心，等候对的时候。
Because if servant of God is not patient, then we will cause much problems in church.
因为如果做主的仆人不能忍耐的话，我们会造成更多的问题。
And when we correct the person.
而我们还要懂得劝诫。
We cannot stress enough. We must do with humility.
我们要做我们该做的本分，要劝诫人。
Because when we correct with humility, love will follow it.
因为如果我们用温柔来劝诫人的话，我们就是带着爱心来做这件
事情。When we correct with humility, this means those who being corrected also know we do because of love.
因为当我们用温柔来劝诫人的时候，被劝诫的人他们会感受到我们是带着爱心做这件事的。
So always remember this.
所以我们一定要常常提醒自己。
Actually, for us, we really are fellow servants of God.
因为我们真的只是神的仆人。
Even though we have different gifts.
也许我们每个人有不同的恩赐。
But we must see very clear what kind of gift we have for ourselves.
我们要对自己的恩赐有很明显、很清楚的认知。
Because when we continue to serve the true and living God.
因为我们是在服侍我们的真神。
Make sure our conscience continually to be pure.
要随时提醒自己，我们随时要洁净自己。
If our conscience is not pure,
要洁净我们自己的良知。
This means we have astrayed from the truth.
如果我们没有办法有无畏的良知，我们就很容易从真理上面离开。
But if our conscience continue to be pure,
但如果我们有无畏的良知，我们就
and then this is the kind of servant that God wants to make us.
我们就会成为神真正可以用的仆人。
While we serve Him and serve His people, we continue to do what is right.
当我们在服侍神、服侍神的子民的时候，我们就能做神符合神的心意的事情。
Because when our conscience is clear,
当我们有无畏的良知
，then we become the fearless servant that God wants us to be.
我们就能做一个不胆怯的工人。
And so we also become a servant that's very powerful.
我们就能做一个刚强的工人。
And we also become a servant that's very loving.
我们会做一个有爱心的工人。
If our conscience is clear.
如果我们有无畏的良知。
And this is the kind of servant that God really needs for us to fulfill His task.
我们就会成为神真正可以侍用的工具。
Because when we are faithful to the Lord.
因为我们是忠心的工人。
When we are faithful to His word.
当我们是忠心面对神的
教导。When we are able to be taught by other people.
我们愿意被教导。
And we are diligently cultivating ourselves.
我们也会自己灵修。
And he's a servant that God will use to fulfill his task.
我们就会成为神合用的工人，能完成神的工。
But it doesn't matter how we serve God.
不管我们是用什么样的方式来服侍神。
Sometimes we serve God just like a soldier.
我们要像一个当兵的人一样来服侍神。
Sometimes we serve God just like an athlete.
也许有的时候，我们像一个运动员在场上比赛来。
Sometimes we serve God just like a farmer.
有时候像农夫一样在服侍神。
But the way we serve God, it doesn't matter as long as we have pure conscience and serve Him with a pure heart.
不管我们是哪一种方式，我们最重要的就是要用无畏的良知来侍奉神。
And only then, on the end of our servitude,
只有这样，我们的服侍
we can be just like Paul.
才会成为一个像保罗的服侍一样。
To see the crown of righteousness is waiting for us.
可以看到公义的冠冕在等着他。
And this is my goal.
这也是我的目标。
And I'm sure it's also your goal.
我相信也是每一位的目标。
But make sure on the way do not be disqualified.
让我们在服侍的过程中不要被取消资格。
Because this would be very sad.
因为如果我们服侍神，我们自己却没有资格进天国，那是很难过的事情。不只是为了我们自己，也为了我们家人。
But also for the whole church.
也为了整个教会。
So because of this, we must continue to train ourselves.
所以因为这个原因，我们要随时的磨练自己。
And allow God to continue to train us.
让神的话，神的灵可以一直的 训练我们。
Because we have much to learn from God.
因为我们还有很多可以学习的。
But as long as we open a heart willing to be taught, then we become a good servant of God.
如果我们愿意谦卑的来接受教导的话，我们可以被神来教导。
May God help all of us.
愿神帮助我们每一个人。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
我们一起低头默祷。
Amen.